I promised Chris I was going to tell him a little story.
Oh, not one, but two stories.
Two stories.
Okay.
So let me pull up my little reminder, yeah, you know. Yeah. We
had the bar right here, and like he got like two drinks in him right now, and he over here like, I ain't going
to. Yeah, I was like, yo, I got to tell you something.
I got two stories to tell you. I'm like, shit, you got to be drunk to tell me this?
No. I just figured I want to say before the people.
Damn, okay.
All right, hold on. I wrote a little note. Let me pull that up. One is a story, and one is a question for you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Oh, I'm nervous.
All right. So the first one. I have a thing for older women. Yeah.
Yo, no, you not.
And you always come for me. You always come for me about women with kids. And you got to hear me out.
That's a crazy intro right there.
You got to hear me out. You got to hear me out. So you know I go to the gym, right?
Yeah.
And I'm at the gym.
But do you actually lift at the gym?
I lift at the gym.
Or do you check out?
Oh, that's what I'm gonna tell you the story.
Oh my god, here we go.
So I'm at the gym, and me and this other girl, we just keep looking at each other the whole time. Okay. And she is just beautiful, and I'm like, yo, my lift is dedicated to her. Like,
I ain't gonna lie, that's facts. That's facts. She's beautiful. That's facts. And that's so thing, much motivation. That's all you need, yes, bro. But hit a new PR.
What? But I'm not gonna lie. One thing I don't do,
girl, I was supposed to leave 30 minutes ago.
Here I am. I've been here an extra hour and a half.
Facts. Okay.
One thing I don't do though, I don't really talk to women in the gym, to be honest. Nah. Like, I kind of window shop, but like, I don't talk to them. I let it be.
You are big on that, I ain't gonna lie.
I don't know why neither. But this one, I was like, oh, I gotta talk to her.
Right?
I gotta talk to her.
Okay.
I wasn't like strategically planning it. I was still doing my workout, and it just so happened that as I'm walking out,
right,
she happened to be walking out too. So I'm like, oh.
You think she did that on purpose?
I don't know.
Okay.
Either way, we were here.
You think she gave you the alley?
So she maybe about 15 steps ahead of me. So I wasn't like right next to her, but I had to like speed walk a little bit to catch up. I was like, damn, this is my moment. Like, we've been looking at each other this whole workout.
Okay.
So I get about maybe 7 steps away. She hits a hard. She cuts. I'm like, no. And she walks into a room. I'm like, what is this?
Oh, the all girls room.
Oh, it wasn't the all girls room. It was the kiddie room to pick up her kid.
No.
I was like,
oh, it's right there. It's on the corner. It's on the right.
Yeah.
She got a kid. Oh, somebody got kids.
Bro. And I'm telling you, like,
that's a good news for you though.
No, relax.
Wait, that's good news for you.
Relax. Bro, I'm telling you, I was like, I was trying to be so smooth in the way I approached her.
Yeah.
And it was like a hard, like, and she walked in, and the door closed too. Like, it was like,
damn.
So like, for me to go talk to her, I had to open the kid's door.
Open that.
Go in. Like, yeah. I was like,
what you doing in here? You don't got no kid. Oh, I came for, talk to her.
Her and little Jimmy.
Yeah.
Aiden.
With her little Aiden in front of her.
All right. So another question for you.
Right. Oh, yeah. You said you got a question for
me. Another question for you.
Okay.
A friend of mine, or has a friend, I should say, they're having their first child. They've been with their partner for the longest time, and they're having their first child. The woman, she's having triplets. Found out they're having triplets as their first children. It's her first pregnancy.
Damn.
Okay. So, my question to you, if you're with your partner, she's giving birth, you find out you're having triplets as your first set of children, or first child period, what are you doing? How are you responding to that?
Out loud or in my head? Yo, that's a real question right there.
Yo, I was told this the other day.
In my head or out loud?
I was told this the other day. I was like, oh, that's a good question.
That's like a, it's like a, I almost want to say backhand surprise, if that makes sense.
It's definitely a surprise.
It's like, damn, oh, I'm having a kid, but then it's like, wait.
Wait,
hold on. I don't even know how I'm going to do with one. I'm going to have three now?
Oh, okay. Ooh, what you doing?
I'm going to put on my happy face, and I'm going to be like, baby, like, let's do this. We're going to get through this. We're going to be the best parents.
But internally?
Ever.
Internally?
I'm like, can we put up two?
can we
return two of them and like start out with one somehow? I know that's so bad and inappropriate. But three? What if your pockets don't even fit three? Think about that.
That was my biggest thing.
Think about that.
I heard this question.
Three.
And mind you, I'm not gonna say their names or anything, but the couple, from what I was told, they're in their late 20s. So it's not like,
are they established?
I don't know all the details. But I put myself in the equation.
Yo,
I'm like, this is your first kid and three of them.
Imagine, because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's you go through like pre-parenting, mm-hmm. right? You go to like parenting class.
Mm-hmm.
What have you been going through that expecting one child?
And then,
next thing you know, doctor like, oh, you having triplets.
Usually people who have a second or more children, they learn from the first.
Yes.
Like, you have to learn all three at the same time.
You can forget it.
And then, like you said, the pockets. You're not getting one happy meal. You got to get three happy meals.
Well, you legit feeding a family, bro. Like, your house is packed. Bro, like, you got to, what? You're not buying diapers for just one. You buying diapers for all three.
I think I would, like,
prom.
I would be grateful for it. You know, I'm gonna love my children regardless, but I'd have to sit in my room and be like, fuck.
You ain't ready for that college tuition to hit. Not for one, but all three?
Oh, they gotta be. Yeah, they gotta make it to the pros.
Yo, what you doing?
I told you, I'm just saying, I'm gonna be grateful. We gonna make it happen, but I'm gonna have to sit by myself for a minute and just.
Like, damn, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do?
Three of them?
What we drop once a week, we gonna have to start dropping
every day. We got to push this content out. And we got work to do.
Yo, would you take on a woman with three kids? It don't even matter. It don't even have to be like triplets at the same age.
Absolutely not.
It's three kids.
Absolutely not.
It's three kids.
Absolutely not.
She do everything.
The only way is if they're already out the house.
Everything you need to.
They would have to be already out the house.
She's everything you need.
That's the only way I would do it.
And want.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Do you hear what I'm saying?
I hear you.
Everything you want and need.
Quality woman. But the kids will have to be out the house. I'm not playing daddy to three kids.
You still gonna have to play daddy.
Yeah, but it's a little different. Yeah.
When they visit for Christmas, yeah, and now it's even worse because now you gotta get them gifts.
That's light work. That's easy.
And they partner's gifts.
That's easy.
And if they got kids.
That's easy.
Because you kinda playing father.
But the day to day, the three kids that were originally not even my own, that's a lot of work.
That is true.
That's a lot of work. I can handle the holidays.
Okay. All right. That's a lot of holidays and birthdays.
Easy.
That's not just one birthday. Now you got three. Then they got kids.
You know who you're talking to?
Then they got their partner's birthdays.
This is an elite stepdaddy right here. I'm good at what I do.
You know, you good at marketing yourself. Yeah. Welcome to the show.
Can I ride with y'all? Oh, let's do this intro, man. Let's get right to it because we love y'all so much. Welcome back to Can I Vibe With Y'all? Welcome what a vibes. Are immaculate every time we hop up in here.
Every time.
We said we weren't gonna do this, but I'm gonna do this.
What you gonna do?
Your boys are fresh out of brunch today.
Oh, what? Whoa.
Your boys is outside today.
How you just gonna expose us like that?
Hey, I feel like good. That? I feel good. I'm just saying, I had to do it.
I ain't gonna lie. I do feel good too.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna hold
don't
you.
Act like
I,
you don't feel
I ain't
the same.
Gonna hold you.
Yeah. The people asking what we talking about today. Right. So, very simple. Very simple.
Okay.
We posted on our story. We asked the question, what's something that's not supposed to be awkward but is?
Right.
And we got a lot of responses. Lot of them. And some very good ones too.
Y'all went off.
Y'all went crazy. Ooh! Okay, I'm glad I didn't look at this list. I started from the bottom.
Okay.
Oh, I feel this. This is so personal. This is so personal. Buying condoms.
Why is that awkward to you? Why? Okay. We gotta get. Why is that awkward to you?
I hate buying condoms in the store. I shop online for the condoms.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. I think, can I be honest?
Let's hear it.
I think you be in your head too much.
I definitely do.
If you go into the store buying condoms, mm-hmm. like there's no negative outlook to you. When you're walking past somebody, like they're gonna be like, oh, okay, like he's smart. He protect, like he practices safe sex.
It's just like, so I do the self-checkout, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like you ringing up. And mind you, the self-checkout, there's always somebody waiting behind you.
Yeah.
Usually a group of people.
Okay.
So I got my box of Jimmies. Like,
ain't gonna lie, I felt this one, right? When someone holds the door for you, but you're too far away, so you do a little run. I ain't gonna lie, that is so awkward, bro. Like,
do your run right now.
Why would you put me in that position? I'm like, I'm 10 feet away.
You gotta show your run right now.
I don't know my run right now.
Do your run.
I don't know.
Come on.
I don't gotta run.
Someone holds the door for you. How do you run? You gotta show the people.
I don't think I really be running like that now.
Okay, so what do you do? Like a little hop step?
I'll be like, I appreciate that, but you know, you go ahead.
I'll do it.
You must gotta do it
right now. Look.
You got a little run?
Hold the door open for you.
Right?
Hold the door open.
Right? Hey.
All right, so how you running?
I'm holding the door, so you running.
No, you showing your run.
You just told me hold the door.
No, I'm holding the door. You're doing your run.
No.
Do your run.
Right. Okay. Right. I'm opening up the door. Boop. Right.
Cheating.
Here you come.
You cheating.
Right. Hey, I got the door for you, bro. I got the door for you, bro. Go ahead. What you doing? I got
my
the door.
Run?
Yeah.
So you backing out of it.
What you mean?
All right. So you doing your run.
Right. Right.
I'm walking.
I open up
let's
the door.
Say,
I open understand? Up the door.
All right. Let's say I'm on my phone.
Right.
Let's say I'm on my phone.
Okay.
Hit that. Oh, my fault. My fault.
Okay. You got a little my jog, fault, right? You got a little jog to you, right? Right? Right?
A little step to it.
What you think about crossing the street?
Ooh, I saw that. That's a good one.
I ain't gonna lie. Yeah.
That'd be awkward. I'm not gonna lie.
Facts,
there, I feel like there's no, like, sexy way to cross a street.
Oh, sexy?
Yeah. Just like an intersection, especially. Just an intersection. That's okay. When there's four of them. Like,
yeah, because now you got all four.
Especially
lanes.
A big intersection. And a long one, too. Like,
everybody looking
gonna,
at you.
It's going to take you a good 45 seconds to cross that street.
It is.
And you just got, like, you just walk.
That's the longest 45 seconds.
You just walk. You're like, and, like, you can't look directly into the windshield. Because now you're looking at the car.
Because you know they looking at you, too. Yeah. They looking at
they
you.
They ain't got nothing else to look at.
I ain't going
to
lie, because I do that when I'm in a car. And someone's walking past,
oh,
I'm like,
people watching like crazy.
We waiting on you, so I'm going to just look at you as you
it's
walk
like,
past.
You can't look down the whole time. You still got to be attentive.
Fuck.
You look forward. You can look forward, but you still feel the cars in your peripheral.
What? Facts. You feel all eyes on you, right? And then to your right, because you know they got to make a left. Right. Let's just say now they waiting on you. Like, okay, well, we waiting on you to.
Yo, especially the big intersections.
Do you speed walk?
My biggest. Nah, you can't speed walk.
Do you walk slow? Do you look
can't
down?
Walk at, slow. You just gotta like.
Do you look down at your phone?
You gotta like be casual. Like.
And then right, you walk in with somebody, so they feel awkward, and you feel awkward. So now it's like we ain't really having no conversation.
Yo.
So now it's like
you gonna make me tell a story again. You gonna make me tell a story again. Me and this girl went to brunch, and we were crossing the intersection, bro. And okay. She was drunk. She was so drunk.
Oh, that's gotta be embarrassing.
Bro, stumbling and everything. And I knew coming out the spot we had to cross that one intersection. But I was like, please, let's just get past this. Right as we were coming up, the light turned green. Or the light turned red.
Yeah.
But it wasn't our turn to walk. It was like the other part of, like, we had to wait.
Okay.
And then once it was our turn to walk, like, I'm trying to walk her. And she's like,
stumbling.
Bro, no body weight. And I'm like, oh, I gotta cross this intersection.
So
right.
Now you basically like carrying
carrying her across the intersection. And you know everybody just.
They looking at you like, yo, what is going on right now?
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad.
Damn. And it like amplifies it because you the dude and she the woman.
Yep.
So they like.
Like, what's going on here? And I'm like, I'm trying to give her a pep talk. I'm like, please don't fall. Please don't fall. Please don't fall. Like, you got this.
And they just.
You go.
And they just seen her stumble, like.
Yup.
Wobbling.
It was not a good look.
Ooh.
Not a good look. Ooh, this is a good one. Waiting in the doctor's office with other people.
Depends what office.
I don't think it's the waiting part. I think the biggest part is when you walk in a doctor's office and there's other people in there and you have to go to the front and say your diagnosis or like not your diagnosis but what you're feeling.
Ooh.
So if it's like a very embarrassing symptom, like I don't know, let's say your balls itch. You gotta walk up to the desk and they'd be like, they'd be like, you know, what's the reason for your visit?
What's your symptoms?
I got a little itch down there.
Yo, imagine going for like a STD, like an STD test.
And you're trying to whisper, you're like, I need an STD test.
That's so awkward.
And she's like, what did you say? Need an STD test.
Girl, I'm gonna write it down for you. Come here.
You need an STD test?
Girl, shut up. What are you doing?
And everybody in just...
But then, like, if you think about it, like, everybody there is probably for that.
But it depends what kind of doctor's office. Like, so, if you're in so a, like, just send it like, if you're in, like, a STD, HIV office, that's different. But, like, say it's, like, urgent care. Like, oh, it yeah, could yeah, be in there yeah, for a little boo-boo, a little finger injury.
You got this little girl where her knee is, like, it got a cut on it. And you
family's in there, and you're like, I need the STD test. Like,
damn, I got to get tested. You in here for a cut, and I'm over here for bad decisions.
My bad, my bad. Oh.
Please let her go before me. Please. Hey,
at least you getting tested though. At least you getting tested. Stay safe. Stay safe out here.
She fell off her bike. This was my decision. I chose. I knew Shorty was bad. She looked bad news, and I just did.
And you know they always be loud.
I had to do it. This one I ain't gonna lie, because I recently went bowling, so I could feel this right. Walking back after you bowl in bowling,
I knew you were gonna say it.
Especially when you ain't hit nothing. Ooh. So everybody just looking at you like, damn, you suck.
You know how, like, you hit nothing. You know when you hitting something, they clap, and then you don't hit nothing. They're like,
yeah, everybody.
You trash.
Yo, I'd be so embarrassed to turn around. I'm like, damn, nobody made no sound. The people next to y'all didn't hear nothing. I'm like, damn.
I'm not gonna lie though,
they looking at me like, yo, you need the bumpers on.
It's actually more awkward when you do hit a strike or anything, or a spare, cause then it's like you gotta do a little dancey dance or a little celebration. Everybody clapping and you're like,
damn, wait, okay, I guess I gotta do something. Okay, do the stinky leg, something. I feel you on that. It'd be so awkward because all eyes are on you.
And you got to do a little celebration real quick.
No, you got to do something.
You got to do something.
Right? Or like if you do a gutter, you got to look at your hand like, damn, what happened with my hand? My thumb fell off.
You got to hit one of these.
Yeah, right?
I put lotion on. Right? You know? Another one. Coughing near anyone post 2020.
Yay.
Feel that.
Facts. Facts.
You better hold that cough. We still holding coughs in from 2020.
Facts, bro. Facts. I used to be one of those people. I'm not going to lie to you. I used to be one of those people. You coughed? Like, I'm putting my mask on, bro. Every time I have my mask, I'm like,
be like that. Mm-mm. Did you just cough around me?
What? So you not going to get tested? You came out the house with a cough. For real? Post-pandemic. Get out of my face.
For real? That's crazy how it was.
You should be arrested.
I remember during COVID, when it first happened.
I should call the cops on you right now.
I went to Walmart, bro. I remember I used to live by Walmart. I went to Walmart. I had on gloves. I had on the mask.
That's right.
I had on, bro, it was like, mind you, it was crazy because I went to Walmart with gloves and mask, and I went to go pick up champagne to host a brunch with some of my friends.
I was like,
I'm social distancing from people in the store to go host a brunch. It was like a house of brunch.
I was going to say that. Yo, you might be the only person I know that went all out with like having gloves on.
I'm going to find that picture.
That was crazy because you went all out too. I think you didn't catch it either.
Didn't. I actually didn't catch it until 2021.
Yeah. During 2020, because we had all the parties. What? All the parties. Oh, my God.
The CDC would have looked at us crazy.
What? We said everybody stay in their house.
What? Oh, we stayed in the house. We just had some people over. Someone said threesomes.
What's awkward about?
Have you had one?
Nah. But
I don't know. You answered it like you had one.
Nah.
You spoke on it pretty quick.
Because I know how I am. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just focus on one girl. And I know the other girl going to get jealous.
I think that's what makes it awkward.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would never put my... See, but that's me, though.
That's me, too.
I don't know if that's everybody.
I focus on one girl, too. So I could see how it would get awkward if I'm giving hella attention to one girl. And then the third girl, or the second girl, is just like...
She's just sitting there.
Like, what are we doing? Especially...
She really just sitting there watching.
Especially if you're in a relationship and you give more attention to the other girl than your partner.
You've done that?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
I can see how that will make it awkward.
What? Yeah, matter of fact, I probably wouldn't even be able to do it at that point. Because now you gotta make sure your girl is okay.
Yeah.
At all times.
See, if in a relationship, I think threesomes are a big no-no.
Hell yeah.
As a man, the vision for us is always two women. But imagine another man has to tear your girl up.
In front of you.
In front of you.
Nah, that's and not going down.
He tap you like, hey, your turn, bro.
I'm like, don't touch me. What? That's my girl.
What? Take your hands off me.
What? No, this, no. No.
The auto tip that pops up when you go to pay. So when you go to pay and they spin the little thing and the auto tip pops up and it's like 20%, 25%.
Oh, yeah.
And the cashier just looking at you.
Like, what you gonna tip me?
And you're just like,
what you gonna do?
Especially when it's somewhere like minimal service.
Yeah.
It's like you're just getting something real quick.
Like, you didn't really do nothing. You just.
And I hate it because, like,
I just asked for a Diet Coke.
All the ones I see are all, the minimum is 18%. Then it's like 20 and 25. Some even go up to like 30%.
They slowly jack that up too. Have you noticed that?
Some have been like 30. Yeah. Some have been like 30%.
Now it's 18.
And then, so. Even if I do want to leave a tip, okay, maybe I don't want to leave that high of a tip because, again, it was minimum service. You were in and out. Then it takes even longer if you want to do a custom tip because you have to do press custom. Then say I want to leave $2 instead of $5. I have to go in, type in 200, and then it's accepted.
That's awkward. And they sitting there watching you like, damn.
And then the button that says no tip is always super small, so you can't find it.
That's facts. Facts. And then you got people waiting behind you. So now you holding up the line.
Oh my God.
And the person, like the cashier, looking at you like, you broke ass mother.
My favorite question. Okay. The screen is just going to ask you one quick question.
Oh, they set you dead. Yo, they set you up for that. Just really quick, one quick question. Don't even like give you the heads up. Just a quick. You think it's a survey?
It'd be a box this big, 20%, 25%, 30%, and then a box this big, no tip. Can't even find it.
My bill was only $2. What am I tipping?
Bro.
What's the 20%?
It's always like when I go in, like I go grab a freaking cupcake or something. And like,
what?
My $3 cupcake turned into $6.
The tip was more than what the cupcake cost.
Walking into a store, browsing for 20 minutes, and then leaving without buying anything. I felt that.
You felt that?
I felt that.
Okay, why? Okay.
I did that the other day.
Where?
I'm not going to say where, but I walked into a store and like a clothing, let's say a clothing store, not a grocery store. Clothing store, say you walk into the mall, you walk into a clothing store, and especially like the smaller ones where like one or two people are working.
Yeah.
And you're just browsing around and you're looking for like 10, 15 minutes and then you just walk out.
Okay.
And you know in your head you don't want anything. And then you're like, do I say something to them? Do I say thank you? Do I just walk out? Because you know, they're always like, can I help you with anything?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then you're just walking out and you're just like,
they just looking at you too the whole way, just like, you didn't buy nothing.
Yo, broke ass.
You sat here for 20 minutes and you didn't buy nothing.
But that's really how it be. Sometimes,
what were you looking at?
You were looking to see if you want to buy anything. Sometimes you really just can't find nothing.
No, I feel you.
But I don't know why. It is pretty awkward walking out.
Okay. Maybe that's why most people shop online, because they don't want to go through that.
At least in my experience, it's the stores that are a little bit smaller and there's only one or two people working.
Yeah, so then they like definitely
like a big
see
store,
you
walk right out. Like if you go into a freaking Nike store and it's super packed, you walk right out. No problem.
Yeah, they can ignore you.
But it's like, say you walk into, I don't know, a sunglasses shop and it's like one person working and you're the only one in there.
And then they watching you because
just
the
watching
store
every move.
Oh, they're like, are you going to buy? You're the only customer in here.
They're trying to make, no one has been empty. They're trying to make that sale. You
they already saw you. They welcomed you when you came in. They asked you, do you need any help? Mm-hmm. Now they just watching you go through the store because it's small. And it's like, damn. Okay.
And you just like,
have you ever bought something just out of guilt?
Nah.
Where you're like, damn, all right, hold on. Like, damn, I done made eye contact with this person.
Nah, definitely not.
I know they see me like, damn. Let me just buy something.
I usually say some stupid shit out of guilt, but like.
Like as you're walking out?
Yeah, I'm like, thank you so much. I think I'm good. I'm not buying anything just to make you happy. I don't really go in a store just to browse if I don't already have something in mind.
True.
Like usually if I walk in there, it's because I'm probably going to buy something. If I'm just looking, I'll be like a couple minutes, not 20 minutes.
Facts. True.
Like, oh shit, okay, let me look in here. Let me see what they got. But I'm not going to do like a whole browsing. Like,
I couldn't understand women until I went through it firsthand. Giving and receiving compliments.
Which part? Giving and receiving?
The receiving compliments. You know how like I'm pretty sure like a lot of women get this like, oh, you're so beautiful, right, from men. But then it's like, how do you really respond? I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I feel like all you can say is thank you.
I didn't get that at first until I got experience firsthand where like women would walk up off the jump at the bar like, you're so handsome.
Oh, you got it like that.
And I'm like, Thank you.
You got it like that.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Dang. My fault, champ. My fault, champ.
Oh my God.
I ain't know you out here like that. Like you just walk in a spot. Oh, you so handsome. I don't even know what to say to you because I just get this so much.
Oh, okay. My bad, mister. You just walk in the club and girls just come to you.
First of all, I don't be in the club.
At the lounge.
Yeah, that's you better. See, look. I'll be at the lounge.
You be at the lounge.
Okay, that's better.
And the shorties just come up to you, right? And they just jump on your lap. You don't even get a chance to react.
What lounge have you been with me?
Rooftop.
Nobody jumped on my lap.
Nobody
jumped on my lap. You know that's cap.
Jumped on your lap. No, I'm saying you got it like that.
I don't got it like that. I've never had that experience.
Receiving compliments, it is awkward. Even if she is bad, because I'm like, damn, like I don't really know where to go from there.
If she meets the criteria and she gives me a compliment, right. I'm going crazy.
Okay.
Did you say? Call me handsome? Did you just call me Poppy? Oh my God. What's your name? Where you from? What you up to? Do you like what? If she start like that, I'm going crazy. Okay. I'm folding.
Okay. All right. Asking for someone to pay you back. That is so awkward. I ain't gonna lie. That is so awkward.
Why does it almost feel degrading?
You know you owe me money.
Especially when you have to ask more than once.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is so that like.
You know, after the first time, it's like,
okay,
why am I asking this person to pay me the money they owe me? And now I'm asking them for a second or third time.
You better than me. You better. I used to be that person to ask 2, 3, 4 times. Now I only ask once. And I'm like, so you just not going to pay me back? Not going to pay me back at this point.
I was speaking of, I've never been in a situation where I got to ask, you know, 4 or 5 times. That's it. But,
like,
well, the thing is,
it's so awkward at that point.
I don't let people borrow money anyways. So that's, I don't even like to ask once.
And if you close, then it's like, damn. Like,
yeah.
I see you and you owe me money.
I don't even like to ask once. So that's why I don't hand out money as it is, especially if I know your track record.
I ain't gonna lie. So quick story, right? In high school, mm-hmm. we went out to lunch one day and I paid for one of my boys, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, the funds was low. I'm like, all right, whatever, bro. Like, I got you. You my bro. Mm-hmm. If I eat, you eat. And I paid. And it was like maybe like $10, $15 maybe. Right? It's nothing. Then like a couple of months go by and it happened again where he didn't have money. And I'm like, okay, I wasn't expecting you to pay me back, but now I gotta pay for you again.
Now you're using me.
Right? And like, I subtly like brought it up and I'm like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm kind of running on funds because I kind of paid for lunch for us a couple of months ago. And he act like he didn't even remember. He's like, you paid for us? When? So now you don't even remember that I paid.
Oh, he remember. He just didn't acknowledge it.
I paid for lunch for us. Okay. Mm. All right. Bet that up.
Oh, you want to act funny?
Now you really ain't eating lunch today.
You want to act funny?
Now you really not
eating
lunch.
That's why you gonna starve. And you gonna walk home.
Yo, that be the worst. Yo, you pay for somebody and then they act like they don't even remember it. You gave me money? You paid?
I'll slap you right now. Don't ask.
You paid for dinner? Nah. No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Acting stupid with me.
Me? With no money? I know you can't relate to being in the elevator with other people. Man, you go crazy.
Yo.
You be over here taking photos like everybody. 3, 2, 1. Ah!
Yo. I don't know why. Every time I'm in a... Well, okay. Not like a professional. Like, always an elevator to a lounge that we go to. Every time I go in the elevator,
yeah,
I don't care who's in there. I pull the phone out. Yo! I get everything. They're like, what the
fuck? Yo, I ain't gonna lie. It'd be impressive because people, they don't even know you was going to do it, but they just join in.
I tap you. I'm like, yo, I'm about to do it.
I know.
I'm about
to do it. I get the warning. I
say
appreciate
3, 2, 1. Yo! And then people be like, ah!
Yo, they go crazy. I'm like, bro, I ain't going to lie. It's immaculate. I ain't going to lie. The vibes are always immaculate.
But imagine an elevator, especially with the women that meet the criteria. You in an elevator with good looking women, and then you do that as you walking up. Like, you already know they about to come find you again.
Oh, definitely. That's why you do it. That's why you just told on yourself. I didn't even peep it. You just planted the seed. That's game. That's $1 million game right there. I didn't even think about that. Cause now she gonna think before any other man see her.
You getting hyped up. Cause like you about to go out, right? You're going on the elevator up to the spot you're about to go out to, and someone gets you lit. And cause it's supposed to be awkward. Like everyone's like not talking. Someone gets you lit in the elevator.
Fox.
What?
I remember him. Now they at the bar just staring at. I've seen it, bro. Damn. Now I'm having flashbacks because we would be at the bar.
I would do it every time.
And like all like yo, I could picture in my head. It'd be like three girls that was in the elevator with us. And they're not even facing the bar. They're just facing you. Just like looking at you. Bar right here, and they just looking at you.
I would do it every time.
Like, damn, who he here with? What he doing? What he drink? What he order? I have what he having.
Anyways, we're gonna end it there.
Yes.
Anything we wanna promote?
More life.
More life.
Right, 2025.
Check this out, though. Check this out. If you're hearing this, it's the new season once again.
Yes.
Go check us out, all platforms, Instagram, TikTok. You know, you watch us on YouTube, you're hearing the audio. YouTube. Go check out the Patreon. Go check out the merch.
Shout out to all the beautiful people out there.
Beautiful. But yeah, appreciate you.
Nothing about the cookie.
Shout out to all of y'all. Shout out to the new season. Shout out to, you know, more life. Beautiful 2025.
Lakers.
We gonna hit it. Denver Nuggets winning the 2025.